I mean, you know, you're doing something. I mentioned it all earlier that, you know, Robert Christgau for the Village Voice, I was looking at what he'd written about the earlier records, and their grades were A minus A, basically.
What kind of A minus? A minus.
Maybe it was maybe all hands, maybe. But and then
dog biscuit.
But on the record that he gave the A minus to, he said Slater Kinney is no more capable of making a bad record than the Rolling Stones were in 1967.
I remember reading that. That's
so you've got
that's
this.
That's ridiculous.
So you've got, I mean, you know, you have had this just enormous success, both, you know, in terms of this, you know, incredibly dedicated fan base, and then critically, amazingly acclaimed. And you've decided to take a different sound. Was that nerve-wracking at all, or?
Yeah, we fought the whole time.
We did.
Yeah, the crying, and we just, Janet and I pushed Corin really far.
We pushed every button, and she fought back, scratching
and
clawing. Yeah,
that's how you get the chorus of Let's Call It Love. That started out really pretty.
It's true.
It's
every time you push Corin, you push her, she hates it, and then she makes up something totally amazing, and you're like, see, sorry. Had to do it.
Very frustrating.
Had to do it.
But so what, you were pushing her to get out of her comfort zone, out of her traditional?
Yeah. Her comfort zone is a lot greater than most people's comfort zone, but it still is a comfort zone, you know?
Right.